Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Best music of any show. Joe Mussini, your host. You listen to Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. Sometimes I feel like a carnival barker. You know, I come so fast. And welcome all back to the show. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do. For some of you who know, my mom frequents the show. I talked to her today. She's like, "You looked good last night." I said, "What do you mean I looked good last night? What, the other, you know, 364 days of the year, I don't look so good?" You know, it's just like a mom. Anyhow, I thought I'd have some fun with that. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A lot happening there. If you want to get alerts, text alerts, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. I mean, it's really that easy to get alerted that the show's going to start. I don't do that every night either. Also, don't do the, sometimes I don't send out the weekly newsletter. I figure, come on, you know the show's here. You know what to listen to. But you can sign up for that too online at the website, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. You know, I was thinking today as I was putting some of the information together for the show. And yes, I actually do sit down and look at stories and try to decide what direction I want to go in. And when you start looking, truly looking at what's coming at us, and you look at what the Chinese have been doing for decades, and now what they have actually, you know, increased, pumped up, whatever you want to call it, I don't really care. Their activities here in this country. When it comes to buying up real estate in some major cities across the country and some suburbs, right? I mean, the drugs that are coming, fentanyl in specific, but the drugs coming into this country that the Chinese have, they're known. It's known that they're making this stuff. It's known that they're pushing this stuff. They're known that they're supplying. The amount of money that they're pouring into our colleges for education and other things. I mean, really, think about taking over some of these research labs. Mostly, again, in the dollars that they're giving. And the research that's being done that's going back to them. I mean, seriously. And education as a whole. The foothold they have in education. The foothold that they have in our electronics, in manufacturing. They kick our butts everywhere. And yes, Joey B, they've not only kicked our butts, they've had our lunch, they've had our dinner, and now they're working on our dessert. And Joey B still doesn't see them as a problem. We know they've built up their military, mostly their navy. They've built up those islands in the South China Sea, claim they're all theirs, everything is theirs. They're like the oldest spoiled brat child, mine. Right? So it really is interesting to listen and watch this stuff unfold. And yet everybody sits back and goes, no, they're just doing this. No. This is another Cold War, if you would. This is a whole other animal. And for those of you sitting back just kind of not paying attention, that's how your kids got to the point where they've been indoctrinated. Because you weren't paying attention. Come on. Fess up. You thought everything was fine. You were sending them to school. Right? I mean, seriously. What could go wrong? I'm sending them to school. They're getting educated. Teachers love them. My kids love the teachers. It's all good. So, you've got a fight in front of you. No, not your kids or your grandkids or your great-great. No, you have a fight in front of you. You have the common sense required and the understanding on how to push through and make this work. And you're starting to see some of the grandparents and parents step up at school board meetings across the country. And usually, in the past, it's only been the left that have done that. They show up and start screaming and yelling, pointing their fingers, and then the school board backs down and does exactly what they want them to do. It's just amazing. I don't know. You better be ready for the fight or just surrender. Don't do it half-butt. I'm seeing the push through on the gun front. Have any of you seen that? You know, more and more talking about gun violence here in America. What about? How come they never talk about the gun violence in Chicago? What do you think that's all about? I had a nice conversation with Horace Cooper today from Project 21. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. And that's one of the things we talked about. How they will not talk about the black-on-black crime. We can't talk about that. And when they talked about the uptick in Asian crime, have you seen the videos? It ain't white folk doing it. Now, this is coming out of his mouth. You're going to hear him tomorrow. I agree with him, but you're going to hear from him tomorrow. And they're talking about how you know, 38,000 people killed by guns here in the country every year. Right? What they don't tell you is almost half of those are suicides. Almost half. So, I guess that still counts as gun violence, right? And then, do you really think if somebody who really is that depressed that wants to commit suicide, didn't have a gun, wouldn't do it? Really? And then what about self-defense? They include that as gun violence. Really? We'll hit this more later. But this is a big deal. Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side. Brad Dinkins joins me after the break. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Shut up. Get out. Welcome back to another session of Sanity. That's right. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5569. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And somebody made fun of my hair during the break. And look, listen, you know what? All I'm going to say, I'm going to be nice. At least I got some to be messy. You know what I mean? Some guys would kill for this. I'd kill to have it thin out a little bit and stop sticking up all over the place. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring him on because I always have so much fun when he's on with us. And we get so informed. Brad Dacus joins us, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, again, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Yeah, always have a good time when you're on with me. And, man, I got to tell you what, you look at what's going on out there, you know, from a legal standpoint, and I'm not setting you up for anything, but I'm serious. I mean, I'm watching what's coming down, these little winds that we're getting all over the place. You heard what happened here in California where the judge finally said that after 32 years, the assault weapons ban was unconstitutional. Did somebody tweak the Constitution or something? Why did it take so long?
I know. Well, we'll see if it holds up, without a doubt, of course. California's
in it. Wait a minute. You're usually the optimist. What's going on here?
I know. But the fact that it has been around for so long, I can just easily see on appeal some liberal judges saying, well, nah, this has been around this long, and, you know, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. I believe I read what the judge wrote. I think he was right on point. He was criticized for using the Swiss Army knife comparison, but actually it makes a lot of sense in two ways. Number one, Swiss Army knife has multiple functions, as does an AR-15, and it's a very versatile weapon. And then second, he pointed out that knives, actually stabbings, are actually many times more likely to be the cause of a murder.
Likely. Yeah, you're seven times more likely to be assaulted with a knife than a gun.
Yeah. So it's sort of like, well, this isn't logical. It doesn't make sense. I really like his approach, and I'm hoping that it will win on appeal. I think it has a very good chance, though, as far as the U.S. Supreme Court goes. I think this is a court that wants common sense and will have the potential to see right through the tyranny and with regard to our Second Amendment rights.
No, I love the fact that it'll end up there. I still am not the optimist when it comes to them that you are. I'm at the point now where I'm not so sure where they're going to go with pretty much anything. So we'll see what happens there, too. But even so, look at even if they come down with a ruling, you see what California has done to pass the Supreme Court rulings or opinions, whatever you want to call them. They really see them as a suggestion more than anything else, don't they?
Oh, exactly. That's why we at Pacific Justice Institute had to take Santa Clara County and Governor Gavin Newsom all the way to the Supreme Court to get an emergency injunction, because they just really didn't get the earlier Supreme Court ruling and just seemed like they didn't apply to them. That mindset is not unusual, and you're right. We could see things bounce back and forth. Washington State is very similar. They have a track record of cases going back and up and down, with the Supreme Court in one case says, how many times do you not understand what we say? It's very clear what we're saying. I'm sure it's a bit frustrating, but I do believe that we have a great Supreme Court. Relatively speaking, and I'm optimistic that the Second Amendment is going to gain ground over the next few years.
I hope you're right. How about that? I hope you're right. So you're seeing the transgender woman, male woman thing start to heat up when it comes to sports, especially in schools and other places. And, you know, last year there were 16 world records broken by men, or transgender women, I guess is the proper terminology. I don't know how this holds up. I mean, unless the Supreme Court or whoever finally takes this on, they go on feelings as opposed to reality, how does this hold? Where do you see this going from a legal standpoint? Will they use science or will they use feelings?
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, this Supreme Court will use science. And the focus is not going to be on the person's self-perception and whether they really are a female or male and how they perceive themselves. The court's going to recognize that in a civil society, we have to have objective measurements. Your gender can't be just a feeling, because feelings come and go. And in fact, transgender feelings actually come and go, as 60 Minutes pointed out very clearly with a lot of ex-transgender persons that they interviewed. So I think at the end of the day, they will look at it scientifically, logically, and in the context of preserving another right of someone else who's being trounced upon, whether it's someone's religious freedom, right to privacy in the locker room for a female not wanting to shower and be naked with a man, or in a bathroom. I think that is what's going to be the real turnaround, is those cases that are addressing rights that are being directly violated because of this new persona that is being recognized and in a sort of an abstract, obscure way.
Yeah, I, again, you know, some of what I'm reading on these, you can't. This is going to be the only way they can deal with this is from a science, physical science type of attitude. Because if they do it any other way, it lends itself back again to feelings and emotion and that kind of stuff. And the law is not. You and I have talked about this. I mean, to a degree, but it's not that it's compassionless, but it's definitely emotionless, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And let's say you look at a high school. And you've got a boy who says he feels like he's a female, and his parents say, oh, yeah, it's fine for him to dress like a female, wear lipstick and whatever. That boy, if he goes into the boys' restroom, there can be some harassment, And then the girls' restroom, of course, they're going to feel potentially violated or uncomfortable, insecure, So a school like that, I think, policies recognizing the validity of the gender identity dysphoria mental condition and allowing him to use a private little bathroom that may be used by faculty, accommodating that child where he's at, that's compassion, but it's also not stepping on the rights of others and in a flippant way, which is what our society is doing in so many of these cases that are taking place. One such example is dealing with a school district that we just filed a lawsuit against in Granite Pass, Oregon, on behalf of two teachers who, on their own website, decided they've had it's called Resolved. Well, I'm going to give more information on it, but it's a great case.
And we're going to do this on the other side of the break, so you have to come back if you want to hear it. Showman Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Brad Dacus will still be with me when we come back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Talks between President Biden and West Virginia Republican Senator Shelley Moore Capito over an infrastructure bill have been cut off by the White House. The president reportedly walking away from those talks over disagreements on the amount of new spending in the proposed bill. Senator Capito tells Fox News about their points of disagreement.
Basically, what he asked us to do the first time we met with him, which was $1 trillion over 8 years, including baseline spending, and that it wouldn't include a tax increase. And that was our red line, not his. And the last offer that I got from the president had 4 tax increases in it, and it also was much closer in numbers than what the White House is putting out right now.
The White House says the president will turn to discussions on a proposal from another bipartisan group of senators. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
How lucky can one guy
be? We are back. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Before we get into it, let me get that. Brad Dacus is on with us, and Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, tell us about PJI. What are they about? What do they do? How can we help?
Yes, Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit organization, a legal organization, and what we do is we defend. We're very unique. We do all our work without charge. And we defend religious freedom, parental rights, and the sanctity of human life. And we do this coast-to-coast with offices, coast-to-coast. And we're especially unique in that we don't just cherry-pick high-profile cases. We are unique in that we make sure everyone gets representation without charge anywhere the American flag is flying to make sure that their freedom and liberty is protected with regard to religious freedom, parental rights, or the sanctity of life. And I encourage people to contact us if they need assistance, representation, it's a joy to serve people and protect our constitutional rights and liberties.
Yeah, it's nice to have somebody out there doing that for us, because tell you what, we really are terrible at it. You know, I look at some of the things we've done and how many people have backed away from this kind of thing. We have a fight in front of us. I don't think people realize the fight that we really do have. And I'm not just talking about a physical fight. I mean a legal fight. We have to challenge some of these edicts, some of these dictatorial edicts that these governors and others are laying down on us. I know that Governor Newsom has said he said he was lifting all the rules on, June 15th, and now he said, well, he may not lift them all, and he's not going to give up his emergency power. He's going to hold on to that as well. L.A. County has told us, Board of Health has said, the schools will not have any changes. They will still have to wear masks. They will still have to be distanced. They will still. So, you know, you may see some parents stepping up, even school districts stepping up to sue their own counties. This ought to be interesting. And you've got one going on right now at the Granite School.
That's right. It's an interesting case where there's two public school teachers at a middle school in the Granite Pass School District there in Oregon. And they have a private website that they have together. And on this website, they talk about their policies and their objection to school district policies that will allow a boy to go into girls' locker rooms or showers and also, so, you know, so what they propose is, on their website, they propose that, for example, teachers be respected to, as a matter of conscience, to not to have to use a pronoun that they in their heart know is not true and correct, and be accommodated in that regard and reasonably. And then also that they have policies saying biological boys, this is where you go, biological girls, this is where you go for locker room or for restroom. And so they just expressed their opinion. They didn't say they were teachers. They didn't say what school they were from. They just have it out there to stir debate and conversation and discussion. Well, someone found out that they were a teacher, and they were reported to the establishment of the school district, and they were put on leave and under investigation for their private speech outside the school walls. And so we at Pacific Justice Institute, with our attorney office up there in Salem, Oregon, Ray Hackey is the attorney who's handling that case. He heads up that office, and we just filed a lawsuit against that school district for violating the First Amendment rights. And our point is simply this. No teacher should ever be denied their First Amendment rights simply because they work for the government when their speech is off school grounds and in their individual capacity as a private citizen. It is horrific. If this is extended out, you could have every government worker in America silenced with all speech and what they say and do in their private lives because the establishment government institution doesn't accept it or doesn't agree with it. That would be very, very dangerous, and that's what they have in communist China.
Well, you know, it's really funny you should bring that up, because I get complaints from parents on a fairly regular basis about what's said inside of a classroom. You know, what a math teacher says before the class starts, kind of thing, right? And I've gone to our superintendent with it, told him what was going on, you know, verbally told him what was happening. And he said, look, we have an issue here, ready for this one, where they have the right of free speech even in their classrooms.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah, and I would sort of split that one, because to me, you know, when children are in a public school, parents don't relinquish their rights to raise their children. They are there in trust of the parents, and that trust is that they're going to do what they tell them they're going to do, which is teach math or teach English, and not teach their politics or whether they like Black Lives Matter or what, or don't like the president or whatever. That's not their business. That's not what they're being paid for. And when you look at the fact that these students are there on a continual basis, can be easily influenced and brainwashed and indoctrinated. Oh, and heaven forbid, that's exactly what's happening on a massive scale in public schools, government schools.
How have the courts come down on issues like this in the past?
It's interesting. It's gone both ways, but I will say, generally speaking, courts do recognize that teachers do have a lot of discretion. They have to teach what's in the curriculum. However, they often have liberty to supplement the curriculum, sometimes for good, sometimes for evil, and more likely for evil.
But there's the difference. When a liberal teacher takes on and starts, you know, I've got a math teacher years ago that was screaming about Trump every morning that she got into her class. Well, she's a math teacher. What's Trump got to do with her math class, you know, teaching 2 + 2? And yet,
right.
And yet that teacher was allowed to get away with that, but a conservative teacher who wants to complain, you know, about what Obama left behind is chastised.
Right.
Isn't that kind of discriminatory?
It is. It is discriminatory. And those are the kinds of cases that that we at Pacific Justice too would definitely entertain and taking on, especially when you can see a double standard like that being implemented by a school district. Unfortunately, if not explicitly, implicitly, it's taking place.
Right,
it's evident.
English.
Yeah. Oh, English. Yeah. So it's all over the country, and
yeah.
And you know, I was outspoken, and I had public schooling all my life, and I was pretty outspoken, and I complained to the principal and complained in college to the deans and in law school to the deans. But most students don't do that. And and they're left out, you know, out to dry, and often sometimes discriminated against grotesquely by teachers when they do speak up in terms of their grades. And we've seen many, many examples by public school teachers, courtesy of their confidence because of the teachers' union, they're not really having a heart of being a public servant. We have some good teachers out there, but I say most of them are not.
I say it all the time. Otherwise, there are. There's some great teachers out there. They're in there for all the right reasons. They just want to love on and teach these kids. And they're afraid, too. They're afraid to speak up because they love their jobs and they don't want to lose them.
Right. And the best teacher is one where a child does not have any idea to know whether they're from the left or the right, Republican or Democrat, or even who they voted for.
I agree.
Like a history teacher is a classic example of that. It's so easy for history teachers to display their bias. When I was in high school, Mr. Newsom, he was so careful about how he taught. I had no idea. In AP history, I had no idea to this day whether he was a Republican or a Democrat, because he was so good at providing both sides and encouraging critical thinking. That is an excellent teacher. Unfortunately, they're in the minority, in my opinion.
I like that. Critical thinking, right? I mean, they don't want you to do critical thinking. They want you to do their thinking. That's it. Right?
Right.
I mean, seriously, think about it. It's just amazing. But I don't know. You know, I look, again, being part of it myself, or being in it myself and watching the complaints and seeing what parents now are putting up with. And I think I told you this already. I think distance learning is the best thing that could happen when it came to parents actually seeing what was being taught at their respective schools and how their teachers handled the class and so on. I don't think it was such a bad thing because look what's happening across the country right now where parents are speaking out at school board meetings. Come on. When was the last time you saw that, Brad?
Yeah, you're right. There's a real need for that. I spoke last night to a group in Orange County, and that was one of the things we talked about. They said, what can we do? What can we do about these terrible things taking place in public schools? And one of them we talked about on our panel was the idea of them going to the school board meetings, and not just once, but regularly. And it's true. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if someone attends regularly, they're more likely to be taken seriously by the school board.
You got it. You're exactly right. And the other thing I admonish them to do is don't get up there and start yelling at the board.
Right.
Lay out your case, lay it out with fact, and you will prevail. Anyway, we've got to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus after the break.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. I don't know any other way to put it. Do something. Now, some of you are, so don't get on my case. Some of you go, Joe, you keep saying do something. I am doing something. Okay, then I'm not talking to you. Stop taking it so personal. Stop being one of them. You know what I'm saying? So just relax. And if you're already doing something, then this isn't for you, obviously. But if you're not, you're just pounding away on Facebook, you're pounding away on Twitter, you're screaming at your screen or your phone or whatever it is, stop. And actually do something. Get engaged. Get involved. Get involved with Pacific Justice. I'm sure they can use all kinds of help. You know, and yes. Same thing with us and organizations I've got going on. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me, as he does on a regular basis. Always love what he's on. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure, Joe.
Yeah. But come on. Tell me I'm right. I have to hear from somebody, right? You got to stop screaming and yelling and actually engage, don't you?
Exactly. And I like what you said, not to yell and scream, but to be, you know, rational, to make your case. And I think that really can go a long way. to have your case or your proposal heard. But parents and people, they need to be involved. If they're not, then the teachers' union controls. Because they will attend, and they'll flood their people to attend.
And they do.
And with bullying and sometimes I've heard them split tires and just be bullies. Parents need to arrive and make their case and be civil and not be intimidated by sometimes the tactics of the teachers union.
Well, listen, I'll even go one step further with you. You can't be intimidated by the tactics of anybody or any group, because that's their whole goal. The whole goal is to get you to back down and leave.
Right.
Now, if you don't leave, let me tell you what. I've seen it happen firsthand as a school board member in other arenas that I've been in, where when you push back on them, there's an old saying, they're like paper tigers. They come out roaring, they look mean, but you don't get physical with them. But you just turn around and start pushing back on them. And push back on them with facts. Don't push back on them by yelling. Push back on them with facts. Make them back up what they're saying, because you know you win. You know they can't when they start calling you names. When they start calling you racist or homophobe or anything like that, that's when you know you've got them. And that's
right.
Where you should have the conversations. Don't stoop to their level. Stick with facts, right?
Yeah, exactly, and that's the response to say, okay, you're going to engage in name calling. Can we not have an intelligent conversation? I'd be happy to hear your perspective. And yet they go to the names when they realize they can't win on logic, reasoning, or
right.
They want to close it off and just do name calling. And it's something that children do. unfortunately, we see adults doing it too, and union activists do it at times, and other activists, and it's disappointing.
Brad, I've been talking about it for over a decade. I've been saying, look, you can't allow them to frame the conversation. You can't allow them to use the verbiage they want to use, and then what happens is you start taking on their vernacular, the way they use words, and they win, because you can't argue with them when they've got the dictionary, when they're using it their way. When they use the word racist, and my listeners have heard me say this a million times, 15 years ago, if you would call me a racist, I would have backed up and said, okay, I need to go back and listen to that show and see what I said, because I don't want anybody thinking I'm a racist because I said something the wrong way. Now when they say racist, it means absolutely nothing to me, because they've used the word so much, and they've used it for so many different situations where it has no meaning whatsoever, that it is a word to make people back down. They think they can scare you into backing down, not letting it happen.
Right.
You know,
we see that in politics all the time. I don't know how many times the left called President Trump a racist. He's a racist. And then you ask him, okay, please give me one example where he exhibited racism. Just one example. What did he say? And then this cricket chirping.
Yep.
Because they have nothing to back it up. They're just name calling, like kids in third grade. I mean, I.
You're right.
You know, I don't know.
I love it. But, hey, I don't know if you heard about this, but what was the area that you were defending the churches in up there, San Jose or Santa Clara County, right?
Yeah, Santa Clara County, San Jose area, yes.
We were joking, somebody just sent me this, we were joking earlier about how California does it. Apparently, Supreme Court opinions do not apply in California. So, up there at some of the churches, I think Mike McClure's Calvary Chapel in San Jose, apparently there's now protesters that are going to these churches on Sundays and giving them a hard time and getting in their way and that kind of stuff. So they're still fighting. They're still pushing back. Southern Poverty Law Center has got some of these churches listed on their nasty guys list or whatever. So they're still raging a war against these churches in that area. That must be an interesting area up there of godlessness.
Yeah, it really is. People of faith are in the minority in that part of the state. It's not all across the state, but in that part of the state, there is a real oppression by the intolerant, secularist, radical majority. It's... and people of faith are intimidated. And that's, you know, that's why we need to take these seriously. Right now we're defending a pastor in the San Francisco Bay Area who's been criminally prosecuted by Contra Costa County because he had a church service against the will of the governor. So these are, you know, very, very tough times, and we have to stand up to the bullying. We have to stand up to the injustice, whether it's from the DA's office or just some Antifa activists who think they can control things through intimidation and violence.
And that's the way they take you down. Well, that's the way they keep you away. That's the way they keep us from getting together. I just find it interesting. It's really funny. You know, there's a whole teaching around some of the pastors have actually stepped up, you know, where they're saying stand on the word or, you know, Jesus said occupy till I return. And the bottom line was, are we occupying or are we just sitting idle? Are we occupying or you know, are we hiding in the closet somewhere? What are we doing? Because they love to say that they're not, you know, they're not supposed to create strife. Well, anytime, you ever tell your child no when it wants a hot fudge sundae and it hasn't had dinner yet? I mean, you've just created strife. What are you supposed to do, give them a hot fudge sundae? I mean, seriously, we don't think this stuff through. And then we wonder why we have the problems we have. I've been on this kick now for months about parenting 101. Some of you parents need to go back and take the class again. Your child doesn't get to make the decision. The reason they're allowing kids 7 and 8 years old to decide whether they're girls and boys is because parents won't step up and take their rightful place as parents and do the right thing and say the word. Say it with me, if you might have trouble with this. Say the word, no, you're not going to do that.
Right. And 2-year-olds are really good at saying no. Or mine.
That's right.
They shouldn't be intimidating parents. Parents should be the ones in control to be able to say no and mean it and provide boundaries. And children who have boundaries are actually happier children. Yeah. The boundaries are parents saying, I care. Absence of boundaries, it says, I don't care. One other problem we have, though, with is the state. Social workers are intimidating parents, and even in the codes in the state of California, allow under the guise of religious abuse, social workers to take children from families that don't sign off on their child wanting to change their gender or wanting to engage in a same-sex sexual relationship. Or marriage. So those are, it's actually now a legal predicate, a condition that can be used to justify the taking of children. And we've had three case matters like that, that we've had to deal with in California. And I think it's going to grow and grow. And it makes it all the more difficult for parents to speak up for fear that the state is going to come and seize their child. I mean, this reminds me of some terrible parts in history in World War II
Let's get more spiritual here, okay? Because this is my other Christian friends that I have on the show. I always say all the time is, well, first of all, we're not supposed to operate out of fear. That's number one. Number two is,
right.
have we so over the years turned away from God, strayed from God, that we now don't depend on Him anymore? We're in this situation because we've strayed away from God. We haven't given Him control the way we should. And a lot of my Christian friends don't believe in getting involved in politics. We've handed it over to the devil.
Right. They let fear control them instead of love control them.
Yep.
And God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And that's what we need for people of faith and Christians in the state of California now more than ever. And I say this to parents. If they're not going to step up and stand by their convictions and how they raise their children and the way they should go, then they should leave the state of California immediately.
Yes.
Immediately. So they can at least move into a culture where the culture is itself going to provide some positive constraints and social constraints. Something that we're lacking more and more in the state of California.
Well, Brad, real quick, we're running out of time. Tell people where they can find PJI.
Yeah, it's PJI.org. PJI.org. And we've got great new resources we're making available in the next few days.
Yep.
Check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Get up there, sign up for the newsletter, do whatever you got to do to get involved with this organization. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in just a little bit. Don't go far.